Avenue. That's where you may have the mobile work crew along the right side. The Traffic Center, presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Eileen Whalen has the 7 News First Alert forecast.
Starting off the work and school week hot. High temperatures today right around 90 degrees with sunshine. We're dry overnight with partly cloudy skies and lows in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, afternoon clouds with a high of 87 and an isolated chance for showers or storms. We're in the 80s through Thursday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunshine, blue sky, 80 in Northwest. We're 83 already in Rockville and 83 in Ashburn.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good Monday morning. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up,
protesters at George Washington University take matters into their own hands. I'm Lynn Bowie.
I could tell the difference.
Reaction to an emergency juvenile curfew at National Harbor. I'm Shayna Stulen.
Could be the hottest day of the year today. I'm Neil Augenstein.
The Hamilton hosts Grammys on the Hill, and all they want to do is have some fun. I'm Jason Fraley.
Early gains on Wall Street. The Dow is up 83 points. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken turns up the heat on Hamas, saying an offer made by Israel is extraordinarily generous.
In this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
The deal would halt Israel's Gaza offensive and allow for the release of hostages held by Hamas. CBS's Deborah Pata says Israel's military is still poised to carry out a possible major push into the city of Rafah.
In Rafah, there are daily strikes. Just this morning, three more. Among the dead, at least 5 children. Residents never know whether the planes above carry the threat of death or the promise of life-saving aid.
Here at home, campus protests over the Gaza war have resulted in dozens of arrests at schools around the country. CBS's Tom Hansen at New York's Columbia University.
After the commencement, students will have to apply to protest on campus, which will be a 2-day process. Statement also says while the university will not divest from Israel, the university offered to develop an expedited timeline for review of new proposals from the students.
Correspondent Omar Villafranca is in Sulphur, Oklahoma, a small city that suffered big damage when a powerful tornado hit over the weekend.
Roofs ripped off, walls collapsed, bricks all over the place, windows were blown out. Thousands of people are without power. Now, police are keeping us back because a lot of those structures in there aren't safe, but this type of damage goes on for blocks.
At least 5 deaths are blamed on tornadoes in 6 states. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said today Russia has been able to exploit a battlefield edge over Ukraine thanks to aid hang-ups in the alliance since the beginning of the year.
NATO allies have not delivered what they promised. The United States spent months not agreeing a package for Ukraine.
CBS's Vicky Barker at the foreign desk has news today about new trouble for a film star.
French media report Gérard Depardieu was summoned to a Paris police station this morning and placed in police custody over allegations made by 2 women that he sexually assaulted them on movie sets. The 75-year-old actor was already facing a separate rape charge, and more than a dozen women have come forward in recent years to claim he assaulted them, too.
It's not known what the status of Minnesota coach Chris Finch will be for the rest of the NBA playoffs. He suffered a ruptured patellar tendon in his right knee after a collision with a T-Wolves player as his team completed a sweep of Phoenix. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 72 points. The S&P is up 13. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 on WTOP, final Monday of April, the 29th. Sunny and 81 now. We're heading up into the 90s. Good morning. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Pro-Palestine protesters at George Washington University say morale is high today after they tore down some metal barriers overnight, retaking university yard. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports. They want the university to cut financial ties with Israel and drop charges against students who've been suspended.
The barriers were meant to reduce the size of the encampment, but Georgetown sophomore Selena Al-Shahabi, who is with Students for Justice in Palestine, says it felt like
being literally caged in, not being able to use the bathroom, not being able to have running water, not being able to have a medic on site.
GW says a student was being escorted out by police when hundreds of protesters dismantled the barriers. Now hundreds of tents cover University Yard and H Street.
Students willing to get suspended, willing to risk their future careers for a cause so much greater than themselves, for people they may never meet.
This is now the fifth day for the Solidarity Encampment at GW. At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Videos of numerous teens stealing from a CVS store in D.C. went viral. Now WTOP's Ralph Fox reports more of them have been arrested and are facing charges.
Authorities say a group of at least 20 teens swarmed the store on New Jersey Avenue, this in the Navy Yard neighborhood, about 9 p.m. on April 16th. A security guard tried to stop the group when they attempted to leave without paying. One of the suspects threw a bottle at the guard as everyone else plowed through. Police arrested one 16-year-old and now five more teens between the ages of 14 and 16 are under arrest in the case. Two of those suspects, both 15-year-old females, were also charged in a separate assault on the National Mall that happened earlier that same night. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
The first 3 days of an emergency weekend curfew for young people at National Harbor are in the books now. It requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them between the hours of 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. It started Friday evening and it ended early this morning. So how did it go? WTOP's Shayna Astulin reports.
At first, I was kind of disturbed, and I was like, why is this a curfew? Are they kind of maybe targeting a certain group?
Jill Bullock from Prince George's County says she had second thoughts given surging crime in the DMV.
We hate to keep the young folks out, but if they're the ones causing the problems and they don't have their parents and guardians around, then it's the best thing.
Dolores, general manager at Spice Store Pepper Palace, says she didn't see as many teens out this weekend, perhaps because of Saturday's wet weather.
When it rains, a lot of people aren't going to want to come out.
She says a better long-term solution would be building more community centers in the area so kids don't get bored and they stay out of trouble. Shayna Stulen, WTOP News.
It's going to be a hot one today. How hot, you ask? WTOP's Neil Augenstein is finding out it could be record-breaking.
Today's record is 91 set back in 2017.
And 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff says it's possible today will be even hotter.
The good news is we're not in a very high humidity situation like we typically would see late summer, July or August.
There will be some breeze. He says make sure you've got sunscreen.
I think our UV index should be today around 8. So that means pretty quick sunburn time, 10 to 15 minutes or so.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Folks have music on their minds this week as the annual Grammys on the Hill returns to D.C. tomorrow night. WTOP entertainment editor Jason Fraley spoke with the CEO of the Recording Academy, which is behind those awards.
All I want to do is have some fun.
Harvey Mason Jr. says this year's music honoree is the one and only Sheryl Crow.
Any record about having fun is going to be my favorite. We sang along to that record, driving in my car. You can't help but sing along with a Sheryl Crow hit.
This year's congressional honorees are Democrat Amy Klobuchar and Republican John Cornyn for their bipartisan music legislation.
During COVID, they oversaw Save Our Stages.
The ceremony is tomorrow night at the Hamilton. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Up ahead on WTOP in Money News.
A McLean company that made space travel history may get a lot bigger. I'm Jeff Glabel.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Life happens, and when it does, you should focus on what matters the most. That's why the District of Columbia offers paid family leave for D.C. workers. D.C. paid family leave provides up to 12 weeks of parental leave, family leave, or medical leave, and up to 2 weeks of prenatal leave for pregnant individuals so that you can focus on what matters most. See if you qualify at dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov. That's dcpaidfamilyleave.dc.gov.
It's 11:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Virginia, on the Interloop, as you leave the toll road headed toward the Georgetown Pike, the work is set up and now blocking the right lane. Outer loop still clear as you leave the GW Parkway headed south toward Alexandria, with your travel lanes open and available. Eastbound 66 near Nutley Street, that's where we had the right lane blocked for the work zone. If you're traveling in Manassas, Prince William Parkway northbound to University Boulevard, a single lane gets you by the work zone there. Northbound I-95 after 6:30 in Stafford, that's where the right lane is blocked for the work. New crash being reported in Burke on Burke Lake Road southbound near Lake Braddock Drive. A left lane is blocked for the crash. Hopefully response is on scene. If you're traveling northbound on I-395 as you go across the 14th Street Bridge, still with the right center lane blocked for the broken down truck there. Once you get beyond that, you are clear toward the freeway. And as you head into the 3rd Street Tunnel, looking pretty good toward New York Avenue. Northbound DC 295 on the brakes as you head toward Burroughs Avenue. That's where the right side is blocked for the work zone. Southbound slows approaching East Capitol Street, but nothing reported as blocking. If you're on the Beltway in Maryland, maybe the outer loop before 201 Kenilworth Avenue, possible work along the right side of the roadway. Southbound I-95, the ramp to the inner loop of the Beltway, that's where we had a single left lane getting by the work zone. That may now actually be clear. Southbound BW Parkway leaving 198, headed toward 197. It's the right lane that gets you by the work zone. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Eileen Whalen now with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Unseasonably warm weather expected this week. Today will be the hottest day of the week and of the year so far, as we get up to 90 degrees. The record at Reagan National is 91, set back in 2017. 89 degrees is the record at Dulles, so a higher likelihood that we'll tie or break the record there. Mostly sunny skies, though, today. We're partly cloudy overnight with lows in the middle 60s. Tomorrow, 87 with afternoon clouds and an isolated chance for a shower or storm. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're up to 83 degrees with sunshine, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 1110 on WTOP. Money News at 10 and 40 with Jeff Claybaugh.
Medical device maker Philips has agreed to pay $1.1 billion to settle personal injury lawsuits in the U.S. after the recall of some of its sleep apnea devices. Alexandria-based Burke & Herbert Bank, the oldest continuously operating bank in the D.C. area, gets much bigger this week. Regulators have approved Burke & Herbert's merger with West Virginia's Summit Financial, doubling its size to 75 branches. McLean-based Intelsat has reportedly resumed potential merger talks with European satellite company SES that would double its size. Intelsat was founded in 1964 and broadcast the first moonwalk. Wall Street trading underway. The Dow is up 75 points. The S&P 500 is up 11. The NASDAQ is up 36. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
Coming up on WTOP.
Spring Purple Line Community Advisory Team Meetings start this week. I'm Sandy Kozell.
It's 1112.
Hey, Verizon customers. Want the best in-home Wi-Fi? X marks the spot. It's never been a better time to switch. Get Xfinity Gig Speed Internet for the lowest price ever, with unlimited data included. So you can stream, shop, chat, game, and work on all your devices all at the same time. Now through May 14th, new customers can get Xfinity Gig Internet for only $30 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add one line of Xfinity Mobile Unlimited. For savings more than $800 over Verizon in your first year, X marks the spot. Switch to fast, reliable Xfinity Internet and bring on the good stuff. Go to Xfinity.com today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Gig Internet and one Xfinity Mobile Unlimited line versus Verizon Fios Gig Internet and one Welcome Plan line. After promo, regular rates apply. Gig Wi-Fi requires Xfinity Gateway. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. Reduced speeds after 30 gigabits of usage per line. Data thresholds may vary.
Cash back is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Coming up, thinking about heading to a national park this summer? You should be planning now. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a master's degree. Credit for managing three kids, two dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
I love WTOP because I can get all my news, weather, traffic, what routes to avoid on my way into work so I don't get delayed.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 11:15. Thanks for joining us on a Monday. I'm Mark Lewis. At the Key Bridge site in Baltimore, we're learning that the response and salvage effort has involved more than 1,000 people since the bridge collapsed there last month. Also being used, 36 barges, 27 tugboats, 22 floating cranes, 10 excavators, a dredger, a skimmer, and three Coast Guard cutters. There's an estimated 50,000 tons of wreckage at that site. About 3,000 tons have been removed thus far. Four alternate channels are now allowing ship traffic to pass by the wreckage as the search continues for two road workers who've been missing since the deadly collapse. The Purple Line light rail will connect the New Carrollton Metro Station in Prince George's County and the Bethesda Metro Station in Montgomery County. So how is construction going? WTOP's Sandy Kozel reports meetings are planned to update neighbors on the progress.
There are seven community advisory team meetings scheduled for May. The first is this Thursday, May 2nd, for those living in the Riverdale Park, New Carrollton areas. The virtual meetings include members of teams representing neighborhoods, civic and business associations, and local governments. The builder will have area-specific updates on the Purple Line project, and there will be time for the public to ask questions. The meetings are being held via Microsoft Teams and posted on the website purplelinemd.com. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
Ford is now under federal investigation after two deadly crashes that involved its driver assistance technology.
Blue Cruise is now the subject of a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration investigation after the agency found the technology was active during two recent crashes in Texas and Pennsylvania, which killed three people. Blue Cruise is a feature available on certain Ford trucks like the F-150, Expedition, and Explorer that allows the driver to briefly take their hands off the wheel while driving on certain pre-mapped roads.
That's ABC's Mike Dubusky reporting.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. If you're thinking of visiting a U.S. national park this summer, you'd better plan ahead starting now. At many parks, your entrance may require a reservation, and not just for a particular day, but for a specific time in that day. The timed reservation requirement will be enforced at Arches National Park, at Yosemite, and the reservations rule also will be active at Glacier National Park, Mount Rainier National Park, and Rocky Mountain National Park. And just because you want to make a reservation at some parks, there's no guarantee you'll actually get one. At Zion National Park in Utah, it's a lottery system that controls who gets the reservations. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
WTOP brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. Lido Pizza has been a local favorite since 1955. Order online at LidoPizza.com. It's 11:18, time for traffic and weather. On the 8th, an update from Rob Stallworth.
In Virginia, on the inner loop of the Beltway, as you leave the toll road headed toward the Georgetown Pike, that work continues to block the right lane. If you're in Burke on Lake Braddock Road, southbound near Lake Braddock Drive, you're under police direction for the crash and response on scene. Northbound Burke Lake Road is indeed open. If you're traveling on 66 eastbound, the ramp to the inner loop, that's where we had the right lane blocked for the debris spill from an earlier crash. We believe that's actually wrapped up and gone. Either way, eastbound 66 near Nutley Street, that's where the right lane is blocked for the work zone. Northbound I-95 coming past 630 in Stafford, the right lane blocked for the work there. Beyond that, you are clear toward the Springfield Interchange. In Maryland, on the Beltway, on the outer loop before 201 Kenilworth Avenue, we had the report of a work zone possibly along the right side, so watch out for that. New problems in Hughesville, Leonardtown Road, southbound at Gallant Green Road. All traffic being stopped for the crash with a medevac on the ground. Follow police direction in order to get around on Leonardtown Road, southbound at Gallant Green Road. Otherwise, southbound BW Parkway leaving 198, headed toward 197. It's the right lane that gets you by the work zone there. Traveling on I-95 southbound, the ramp to the inner loop, we believe that work is cleared from the left lane or from the right side of the roadway, so watch out for that. Westbound 50 coming across the Bay Bridge, the right lane is blocked for the work zone. Inbound on the 14th Street Bridge, as you head toward the district, still with the right center lane blocked for the broken down truck, waiting on a heavy duty wrecker to show up and help out there. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy to use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Let's check in now with 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin. Steve, we're going to need to keep a cold beverage nearby today.
Oh, absolutely. But even though it's going to feel very summer-like out there, we're not going to have to deal with the heat, or I should say the humidity, that stickiness factor that makes it feel also much more dreadful during the summer months. Instead, we're looking at record-challenging warmth this afternoon, upper 80s to lower 90s, and I have a feeling that we're going to hit at least 90 degrees at the three local major airports because we're already in the upper 70s and already 84 degrees right now at Reagan, at Dulles, I should say. We are going to stay warm this evening and into the overnight. We drop through the 70s, eventually into the 60s by early tomorrow morning. A cold front tomorrow afternoon and evening, that's likely to trigger a few showers and thunderstorms. Nothing that's going to be widespread. Temperatures 85 to 90 degrees. Once we get that out of the way, it still stays very warm. On Wednesday, we're in the lower to middle 80s, and we stay in the 80s on Thursday. The upcoming weekend, looking ahead, doesn't look so great. It looks cloudy and rainy. 78 in the district, 86 in Potomac, and 79 in Manassas.
Steve's forecast brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up.
Do you need hearing aids? Well, why not wearing them could shorten your life. I'm Mike Marilla.
It's 11:22.
Marianne Monroe, the Vice President of Total Experience Solutions and Services at Maximus, on the 2024 CX Exchange, talking about the benefits of applying artificial intelligence to customer experience data.
AI is putting together the common sentiments around topics, as well as enabling employees with agent assist, for example, where AI is really helping to understand the topics being asked and serving up the particular knowledge that our employees can use to answer questions.
Create connections on every channel to elevate and transform customer engagement. The Maximus Total Experience Management Solution is redefining the customer experience to move your mission forward. Seamlessly blending human-centered design, data insights, and secure technology into one digitally powered solution. Reimagining government service delivery at Maximus.com/TXM-solution. Again, that's Maximus.com/TXM-solution.
Run with the Marines at the Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at MarineMarathon.com. Run 13.1 miles through historic Fredericksburg, all while U.S. Marines cheer you on to a finish line, bathe in stars and stripes, where you'll receive a stunning finisher medal. Register now. The Marine Corps Historic Half, May 19th, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Register at MarineMarathon.com. That's MarineMarathon.com.
This is WTOP News.
It's 11:23. Many people who have trouble hearing don't wear hearing aids. WTOP's Mike Murillo reports that decision could be shortening their lives.
A study of just under 2,000 people with hearing loss over 20 years found that wearing hearing aids can reduce the risk of death by over 24%.
That's a pretty big number.
Dr. Brittany Omitz, an audiologist with Anne Arundel Audiology in Maryland, on the University of Southern California study, she says the problem is,
if you aren't treating your hearing loss, you are increasing the rate of your cognitive decline.
It can also lead to an increased risk of depression and make falls more likely. A stigma with wearing the devices has people in their 80s less likely to wear them, but that's changing as folks in their 60s are more open to them, helping with that.
Prescription devices are really, really discreet now.
Plus, she says they have cooler features like Bluetooth built in. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Philips reaching a $1 billion settlement in the U.S. related to its sleep apnea medical devices. In 2021, the company issued a recall of its breathing aid machines following reports that an internal sound dampening foam could degrade. It sparked concerns that it could release harmful gases or particles into the lungs of users. As part of the settlement, Philips has not admitted any faults or liability or that any injuries were caused by its devices.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next for the intelligence community.
11:25 now, we have Dave Preston.
Capitals
here.
Picking up the pieces after last night's loss to the New York Rangers sweeps them out of the playoffs. The fact that this team played above their heads to reach the postseason is little consolation for coach Spencer Carberry.
Once you get there, you want to win. Like, you don't want to just show up and get your participation ribbon and say, yay, we made the playoffs and got swept. I mean, that's disappointing and really frustrating, and you want to... None of our guys, and I know they're not, because they're gamers, right? They're not going to be satisfied with making the playoffs. Like, we want to, the way this went down was pretty disappointing, but at some point we'll be able to reflect on a lot of the positives.
Plenty of questions this summer for a team in transition, including the status of 37-year-old forward T.J. Oshie.